Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with a possible deal to halt Russia's military action against Georgia. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev is agreeing to ceasefire terms. A new plan calls for Russia to halt all military operations against Georgia and have Georgia return its forces to their normal and permanent locations. The plan was announced after a meeting between Medvedev and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who met with the Russian leader as President of the European Union. Meantime, the candidates are weighing in on the situation in Georgia. Senator John McCain condemned Russia's military action and is calling for Russia to withdraw all troops from Georgia. Senator Barack Obama says, quote, "It is past time for the Russian government to immediately sign and implement a ceasefire." The Attorney General says no one will be prosecuted for the scandal over firings of federal prosecutors. An investigation found political interference in the department, but Attorney General Michael Mukasey says that doesn't mean crimes were committed. He also said those hired would not be penalized because even if they were hired in an improper way, they didn't do anything wrong. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is getting a break this morning. A judge says Kilpatrick did not violate the conditions of his bond by visiting his sister. The sister is a possible witness for the prosecution in an assault case that's pending against the mayor. Last week, the same judge sent Kilpatrick to jail for a night after saying he violated his bond in another case. Three people aboard a small plane are dead after the aircraft crashed into the parking lot of a grocery store in eastern Massachusetts. Witnesses say it nosedived into the lot and then exploded. The plane crashed about 500 feet from the entrance to the store. Nobody on the ground was hurt. The FAA says the plane was en route to Boston, which is about 25 miles from Easton. Now, the plane was an Angel flight, which carries people who need to travel for medical treatment but can't afford it. The cause of the crash is being investigated. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.